says, honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Nathan Zagora, Vic Carucci, it's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford with you for the next 2 hours talking Cleveland Browns. And folks, you can all relax. The Browns worked out a quarterback, Derek Carr, the first of what will be many quarterback workouts conducted outside of the facility in Berea, because you can't work out the players you bring here. They are going to those players, working them out, putting them through rigorous workouts if the initial report is to be believed from Derek Carr. And since it was straight from the player's mouth, I will believe it. We're going to have cuts from his interview. He went on SiriusXM NFL Radio with your buddy, the Godfather, Gil Brandt, last night after his workout. So we'll have cut-ups of that, talking about his experience working out for the Browns with Ray Farmer, with head coach Mike Pettine, with, of course, offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan, quarterbacks coach Dowell Loggins as well, all in attendance out there in Fresno. So we will talk about that. And it also brings up the question, what do you all think about Derek Carr? Is this somebody you want to see the Browns draft, whether it be at 4, which, Vic, you think is becoming a possibility, or at 26 later on in the first round, or maybe you have to trade up a little bit to get him somewhere in the first round. Do you want Derek Carr? You can tweet the show at Browns underscore daily or call us at 216-578-0850. Also want to talk about some other things here today. We're going to go around the league, talk about NFL hot button issues at 2 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and hit you up with the latest from Houston, with the latest, of course, from the Washington Post. We're going to talk about DeSean Jackson and the Redskins. Some rumors surfacing, by the way, that the Browns may be interested in DeSean Jackson. It would surprise me personally, but it is being put out there on Twitter at this time. Diana Marie Russini at NBC Diana says, per sources, the Browns are one of the teams after DeSean Jackson. He has two teams making offers. She says, I'm told Browns are one, and they are going hard with their offer. So I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's agent talk, but it's out there.
I think the agents are having a lot to say about this. I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm suspicious, at least until I see more and perhaps another source comes into this, and nothing against Diana at all, but my sense of what's happening with DeSean Jackson's representatives is that they are talking to anyone and everyone who will listen to them and try to create a marketplace for their guy. Because by all accounts that I had late last night, the only team, the only visit, the only place was the Washington Redskins yesterday.
Right.
And it's hard to create any kind of bidding war when you're bidding
against
yourself. And that's not what the Redskins would make any sense for them to do. They are looking for big money. They're looking for something commensurate with a player who had his career best season last year for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they might not be getting it, or at least not to the tune that they want it, and one team and one team alone is not going to provide that.
And if you missed it yesterday, our thoughts on DeSean Jackson, we just don't necessarily love him as a player, not sure he fits in the locker room, and also not sure he fits in the overall economic structure of what the Browns want to do. Now, if the Browns truly are interested, it would be interesting to see what kind of a deal they would be willing to structure for him, knowing they're going to have to pay Josh Gordon the next 2 years, and knowing that they're going to have to pay Josh Gordon more than they're paying DeSean Jackson, especially with this wide receiver-rich draft. So we'll see. We'll keep you. If we hear anything on that, obviously we will keep you updated on that.
I just want to jump in on this. The point, you hit it. It's about Josh Gordon, in my mind, that you don't go into the marketplace and make the investment that it would likely require to get a DeSean Jackson. You're not going to get a bargain with him if you're bidding, if it's real that you're bidding with another team. And then you find yourself with a problem. The problem would be Josh Gordon, because Josh Gordon is the only known difference maker this team has, the only known guy who, when he's on the field, is likely the best player on the field that the Browns have in a Browns uniform. That's it. Josh Gordon, that's the one we know about. And to compromise, to mess with the potential for a contract issue with him, because you could go down that road where you've set a different standard. You start to pay a DeSean Jackson, an outside player, at a higher level, or a much higher level certainly than Josh Gordon's getting this year. For that matter, Andrew Hawkins is more at the higher end of the financial scale than Josh Gordon is right now. You do that, and you are creating problems that I don't think you need to create.
You listen, would he be great on the field? Yes. We don't know about the off-the-field stuff. Again, I don't know anything about DeSean Jackson personally. I just know that Chip Kelly cut him after having his most productive season in the league, and there have been reports of off-the-field antics and shenanigans. Now, has he ever been arrested? No. Has he ever been in trouble for that? No. So you take that with a grain of salt, but at the same time, something happened that caused the Philadelphia Eagles to release this guy at 27 years old, coming off his best season in the league.
And remember what Gerard Cherry said on our show yesterday. Gerard Cherry said words to the effect of, I haven't seen anything on Twitter yet of guys sort of being bummed out that he's leaving the Eagles. There was a tweet today, Jason Kelce, the center for the Eagles, effectively saying he supported the fact that DeSean Jackson was gone. I mean, he didn't say, you know, he was celebrating his departure, but he did not indicate, I mean, he sort of indicated that, you know, the team can get better with a move like this. And Jason Kelce just signed a big deal to stay, or a bigger deal than he had, to stay with the Philadelphia Eagles as their center. And for him to just kind of put it out there, some words to the effect of supporting the Eagles organization, is telling.
I agree with that, and I don't know if you saw the clips that were running on SportsCenter. A lot of guys on a red carpet event for some of the Eagles players were just kind of like, yeah, well, it's a business, and we'll be able to replace him, and we'll move on. So, yes, you didn't get that sense there. Is he a dynamic playmaker? Absolutely. Led the league in yards per target last year. Just not sure how it fits in here with Cleveland. But right now, they are saying that the Browns are interested. There is a rumor out there to that effect. Also coming up on today's show at 2:15 p.m. Eastern, I am very excited to have my friend, WWE superstar The Miz, joining us live from New Orleans, site of WrestleMania 30. He'll be talking to us about upcoming WrestleMania and, of course, his take. He's a huge Browns fan, a massive Browns fan. He'll give you his take on what the Browns have done so far this offseason. So that's at 2:15. So we have a lot to get to, a lot to cover. We do want to hear from you guys, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850, or tweet the show at Browns_daily, which many of you are doing very, very quickly. And again, a lot of no, no, no on DeSean Jackson. I do not want him around Flash Gordon at all. And also a lot of people not too excited right now about Derek Carr, despite the fact that he has an unbelievable arm and can make every single throw in the NFL playbook. And I know, Vic, before we get to his cuts from the workout on SiriusXM NFL Radio yesterday, you yesterday were talking about some of the things you liked that you saw in him that made you think he is a possibility for the Cleveland Browns at number four.
I think so. Couple of reasons. Number one, I think he's a good quarterback. I think there's reason to look at him as someone who can be a franchise-type quarterback in the NFL. Like all of the quarterbacks that are available, I have questions. There are flaws. There are those issues that say there's some time that you need to see unfold before he becomes the quarterback you want him to become. But I do think he's got a decent level of polish. There are concerns about the Fresno State program. It's been said that most quarterbacks who come out of there are system quarterbacks and that they don't necessarily translate to good NFL quarterbacks, Ted Tedford type of system at Fresno State. Now, the other part of him is he's, I think, the most polished person, the most grown up of these young athletes coming out of school. I think
it's very impressive.
He's really impressive with the way he carries himself and has that awareness, that understanding. And here's the thing. When the Browns drafted Brandon Weeden, the best thing you were saying about him was that he had that polish that went with being a professional athlete in baseball before returning to football, but that was the considered upside of the downside of him being an older rookie. In the case of Carr, you have the younger age, you have the right age category coming out of college, but maybe that higher level of maturity, married kid, seems to have a sense of responsibility there. The only thing is, does he have that leadership thing? Can he be the leader you need him to be at quarterback, the forceful presence that this team has really long missed at the quarterback position.
Yes, and I think that that's something, and when you look at the moves made in free agency, a lot of it's about changing the culture, getting leaders on this team, and I think you are exactly right. You want somebody who can lead at that quarterback position when you bring them in here, and that's got to be a big part of the evaluation that is done here. All right, when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we will hear from Derek Carr, clutch of his interview on SiriusXM NFL Radio last night, coming off of his first workout with the Cleveland Browns. Get some insight into that process, some insight into Derek Carr. We want to talk to you. What is your take on Derek Carr right now? Had a great pro day. Is he somebody you want to see wearing the brown and orange next season here? Let us know right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR. Keeps the planet spinning.